Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Monday, November 23rd. We are starting up Thanksgiving week. I hope everyone's going to have a great one. Obviously looking forward to getting a little fatter over the week. And John Martin, we will be enriched as well with some college basketball, it appears. Memphis going into the eye of the storm. At least that's the plan. And it kind of is the eye of the COVID storm, or at least where they hope to be in Sioux Falls. Tigers obviously going to open up the season on Wednesday, John, against St. Mary's. Now, that's changed. It was at one time Ohio State. West Virginia still in. Memphis still in at this point. So there's that. There was some Memphis basketball news over the weekend. Big news. Literally like 6'10", right? 6'11". John gets mad when I call him a 7-footer, so we won't do that today. Plenty there. Plenty in the NFL to review as well, including – maybe the Titans getting a respect burger. You know who won't get a respect burger today? We'll talk about it later on. Maybe the team that John is repping today with his hoodie. Head up today, huh? Coming in here off that one last night.
I rep this team every day.
Moral victory, was it?
I won't go that far. Although I kind of
was the surest thing that Mahomes was going to get you back, right?
For sure.
After y'all beat him the first time.
I kind of do want to bask in the moral victory of it all, though. It's part of what I wanted to do today.
We ain't going to do much of that.
There's a lot to get to on the show today. News on Memphis basketball. As you mentioned, we're going to have college basketball on our plate on Thanksgiving. Hard to know how much, though. Will we be fulfilled?
Be grateful for it because it might be gone the next day.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, likely it will be gone the next day.
Losing games as we speak.
So we'll get into that. The news of the weekend, like you mentioned, with Musa Cisse. 11:40 or so, Barrett Jones is going to join us. I always get my Barrett Jones, Barrett Salee, you know, SEC football. It's easy to mix them up. My man Barrett Jones is going to join us at 11:40. He was on the call for Alabama and Kentucky over the weekend, so we will talk to him about that.
One-sided.
SEC, Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, lots to get to with Barrett Jones. We'll do that at 11:40. 12:25, we'll be joined by Jason Fitz. He's going to come on, and we'll talk about the NFL, college football, NBA deals as well. Lots to get to with Fitz. He'll join us at 12:25. And then at 125radio.com, sports NBA insider Ryan McDonough is going to hop on the show, and we will talk to him about what the Grizzlies have done.
A lot went down over the weekend.
Locked up De'Anthony Melton. They locked up John Conchar.
You like that?
Love it. Love it, love it,
Jonte got some money, too.
Jonte even got a little bit of that Grizz money. So there's a lot to get to with Ryan McDonough. You mentioned it.
Deals it in the family.
White privilege going on in the NBA.
Oh, wow. You come in here hot on a Monday calling Michael Jordan handing out white privilege checks.
I didn't even have to tell you who I was talking about.
That's a hot take. I hadn't heard white privilege used. I heard what the hell used.
Implicitly, you agree because you knew exactly who I was talking about with Gordon Hayward getting $120 million from Charlotte.
It's something.
Isn't that, we used to have a guest.
Is it white privilege when Mike gives it to you, though? No.
Yeah, it still is.
White privilege for
who
Gordon.
Was it? Eddie Johnson said Chandler Parsons had white privilege, didn't he? Or something like that.
He said everybody should take a page out of his book on how to break the bank and fake it.
He called it wasn't as explicit as that, but
at least Gordon shows up when he's healthy.
There's no question. So anyway, we'll talk to Ryan McDonough about all of that at 1:25. So that is the show today. Looking forward to it. But the news, there's lots of news on Memphis basketball. They're going to depart for the crossover classic, the Bad Boy Mowers crossover classic. Is it today? Are they leaving today?
As far as I know, everybody's getting up there today.
So you can get good and comfortable in your hotel room, I guess. There,
or your Wednesday 1 p.m. game.
Man, you have two
in
days.
St. Mary's.
You have 2 days before the game, though. That's just a lot of time to contract the virus.
Well, like I told you, I've already told you this. I've been up there before. I'm pretty sure the hotel they're staying in is the one that's attached to the arena.
Yeah.
So you're not going anywhere, John. You got to figure. With where the positivity rate is up there, the plan, if you're in Memphis, is to stay put. I mean, stay in the couple of places that you're going to be there for. And again, I'm struggling with the reward here. Is the reward great enough for the risk when there's only one left? It's a little bit surprising, quite frankly, that West Virginia is still there, but they are. And so if you can get past to St. Mary's, there's still that opportunity to have a non-conference game against a ranked opponent. But there's also the opportunity, John, to go up there and get one person from your travel squad, one person on your support staff, one player, God forbid, come down with, then you're talking about shutting down, and we've all also already seen the news where Ole Miss is having to do that. You're shutting down a game already that's a little bit behind this one. Was that December 5th? You're shutting that one down already because of COVID issues on the part of Ole Miss.
Yeah, so, I mean,
you got to be careful, but, I mean, I guess it is. If you beat St. Mary's, you get the shot against West Virginia. Hopefully for Memphis, you get to play them. You get a win because that's what you're going up there for. I hope it works out for them that way. I just have my doubts.
In a normal year, right, we would be previewing this Memphis team. We'd be talking about how excited we were for the season and talk about, you know, hey, they can make a tournament.
The schedule is up now at least, so you got that.
But it's just, like, impossible to really fully dive into it because – the reality of the situation is you're just going to lose so many games. I mean, Duke's postponed its opener on Wednesday. You know, Ole Miss, you already lost the Tennessee game for a variety of reasons. You know, you're just going to lose games. And if everybody's sort of, you know, if 27 is the number that you have to, that you can play, I mean, I honestly believe you're probably going to get closer to 15 or 16 games in. I mean, you're just – because it's not even just about you – right? You have to have an opponent. And so that is...
And your opponent only has to have one. That's the difference.
Exactly.
I mean, you can see these college football programs are dealing with it, in some cases going around. Now, a different situation with Clemson, Florida State. We'll get to that a little bit later on with that football game. But in most cases, you've got cases in your program, right, or contact tracing, all that. In a lot of these cases, you're able to move on, right? Get it all, get them separated and move on. You're not going to be able to do that in college basketball with the protocol. You're going to have to shut it down. We're seeing it all over the country. So going to be a lot more stop and start, it feels like. And hopefully you're able to start back.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully it's not 3 weeks off, 4 weeks off there.
So they're clearly going. They're not pulling out of this thing, even though it really, at this point, seems to be the only and the obvious decision. West Virginia hasn't pulled out either, I guess, and I suppose that's why you're going. So that is the latest with the scheduling and this week being the one. This is the beginning of the season for Memphis basketball, and it feels really strange. It's you know, compared to last year. And this team's going to be good. I mean, this is going to be a team that wins. I don't know how many games they're going to play. They're going to win a lot of them. I mean, just because they have the talent.
Well, and you're going up there now with knowing that Musa Cisse at least will start the year eligible. That news came out Saturday. I believe Christian Fowler had it first. Saw Jeff Calkins had it as well. Having Musa Cisse intact, you can't – it'd be nice to say, okay, done. Nah, you can wipe that off your shoulders, right? That one's done. Now, Memphis has gone back on some of these. We've seen those. Derrick Rose felt like James Wiseman. At one point we thought, done.
Yep.
Then they go back retroactively, whatever else, whether they had other new information or whatever it was. So it never feels like it's quite done with Memphis, but certainly that was a good bit of news for the Tigers over the weekend that you'll be able to start when you got St. Mary's. I believe that's a 1 o'clock game on Wednesday. You will have Musa Cisse in the fold. Good news for Memphis.
Yeah, by the way, real quick on the scheduling at the Crossover Classic, Mark Giannotto texted me. They changed the schedule. So Memphis has to win twice before they would see West Virginia. So, like, there's not even...
Since it's the two best teams, it's a smart thing to do because your whole other side of the bracket didn't make much sense now without a Creighton over there. You had Utah State, South Dakota State, I believe, on that side, so it makes sense. But, again, even more reason to... Is it worth it? I suppose if you're Penny, you feel like you get... So who's the second matchup now?
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but I do know that they changed.
Still St. Mary's in the first game on Wednesday.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they just changed the sides of it, I guess. And the Musa news was, I mean, listen, you're happy about it because it could have easily gone the other way. It just could have. Or they could have dragged it out. We still don't have word on DeAndre Williams. He's still
up in the air. His status sort of in a holding pattern here. So you're happy, really. You're mostly happy to just know that he's eligible to play before the season starts. I mean, you just have that peace of mind. And listen, he's not going to come in like Hakeem Olajuwon. He's just not. I think people look at what he did last season at Lausanne, and they see the 9.2 blocks, and they think he's going to come in and just be this absolute shot eraser and just this dominant guy from jump. I mean, it's just that's not going to be him. He'll make a huge impact defensively, but I think people probably would be better off tempering expectations because there's going to be an adjustment to it. You know, there's going to be an adjustment in terms of fouling. There's going to be an adjustment in terms of timing. The physicality is going to be different. I mean, there's for every freshman. I mean, you got to think Derrick Rose didn't really come into his own as a point guard until the end of the year, until certainly the 2008 portion of the schedule, right, when they're getting into Conference USA play. So it's going to take time. I don't think he's like this sort of miracle, you know, cure-all, but he will be a big-time player defensively.
Well, what it feels like is there's a big drop-off if you don't have him.
Yes.
And so that's the thing, as Penny's talked about, not having that rim protector. Remember, at one point you're trying to make Isaiah Maurice that. You got Absolutely. Wiseman for three games. Precious at some point has to sort of be changed into that. So you've planned to have him now for a while, and we've talked about the next guy. If you don't have Moussa Cisse, who's that going to be if he's not there in terms of the shot rate? It's a huge drop-off. And so to have him does make a huge difference. You're right, it's going to be a bit of a transition for him. We saw him in the offseason, especially offensively. It's going to take some time. But defensively, from the get-go, I expect him to be, even if it's not blocking shots and getting his hand on him, we know
a
guy that big that does that, there's that fear factor of changing shots. Memphis was already a great defense last year, top five in the country in terms of efficiency. You put that right in the middle of it, the chances are you're going to be a lot more dominant. Your guards, certainly on the perimeter, are going to be able to take a lot more chances. So from that standpoint, again, college basketball, keep that kid healthy, keep him all year long, and you've got quite the advantage with having a Moussa.
Well, and I mean, I don't want to have it misconstrued. They had to get Moussa.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
They had to get him.
You know, then it's Dandridge or it's can we depend on this guy?
Yeah.
It becomes more of a question mark as opposed to having him in the fold. I mean, you're set, especially defensively.
Right.
Clearly, he'll have work to do offensively.
Just to keep him. I mean, he's not like a consensus, lottery pick or anything like that. So just kind of know what you're getting with Moussa here at the University of Memphis. Going to make an impact. It's just to me a question of how much. Is that impact we shall see this week. And then the other news, it wouldn't have been news if you're listening to the show, but Jermaine Johnson, former Melrose basketball coach, Troy assistant, has been hired officially at the University of Memphis as an assistant. And we told you on Friday that was likely going to be the case. And, listen, it's quite obvious what Penny is trying to do here. I mean, Jermaine is a guy that Penny has known for a long time, and they're very familiar with each other and they trust each other clearly. And I think that is what Penny was trying to accomplish with that hire, specifically somebody that he felt like he could truly trust.
I'll say this, Jermaine's been working on this for a while, hoping to get this spot. And keep in mind, it doesn't happen if Penny gets his guy, Nolan Smith, right? You're not sitting here talking about this. So you got to give, I guess, in terms of Jermaine, you got to give a lot of credit. Doesn't matter how you get it, as some tell you, it's that you're there. You get the shot when the opportunity presents itself. I'll be real honest with you. If you heard us last week talking about this, a little bit surprised for me because it seemed to me like it made more sense to bump up a Rodney Hamilton. But Penny addressed that last week, and he's got his reasons. Rodney obviously also been an assistant coach, did it up at TSU, has been your director of basketball operations. And if this is just on a temporary basis, because for what we've seen, Penny's talked about this just being for a year and then going out and hiring another one, then it seemed to make a lot of sense just to bump Rodney up. And if you want Jermaine, it makes a lot of sense to put him on the support staff. That said, he's got his reasons, and we know, I mean, we've watched him. Jermaine Johnson is a fantastic basketball mind. Penny said it, but for those of us that have watched him here in Memphis, coach that Melrose team, then go on to college basketball, he is a sharp basketball mind. And so if you want that on the bench, fine with me as far as it's concerned. It seems like it's a temporary deal, but shout out to Jermaine working staying close to Penny and getting this opportunity. Hopefully, I guess it's going to, the reward here, right? The reward is something good in terms of, you know what you're getting.
Yep.
He knows your system,
yep.
And it's just a kind of a continuation of family. We've said they're frat brothers. It's kind of that way anyway. So they talk a lot of basketball. Penny brings them on in an official capacity, and we'll see if Memphis is better off.
Yeah, and honestly, like, is it a permanent hire?
It doesn't feel like it. I mean, Penny has talked about, you know, sort of going out and addressing that position again after the season. Maybe he's told Jermaine he can earn it,
you know,
with a good season. I don't know what that looks like. They'll know more about that behind the scenes in terms of what he wants from Jermaine. But this is a guy who's been through it, who's game planned, can bring that to your staff. You know, he checks those boxes. And again, you ain't paying him $500,000 like you were Mike Miller. So there, you're getting him on quite a deal, I'm sure, compared to what you were paying.
Yep. So that is the latest over there at Memphis basketball. They tip off on Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. A season will begin. Where does it go?
Well, I mean, with Ole Miss canceled already, and I guess you hope that Auburn game is there.
Yep.
But I suppose that's why Memphis is still flying up, trying to get these non-conference games that it can in. The expectation, the hope is that you can come back down with your team still, you know, all testing negative.
Yep.
Because, again, we're seeing it all over the country. You get one, you're done for a while.
What makes it tough, too, man, is just that this is a year where how do you – assess a job? How do you, not just a Penny, but everybody, because it's so disjointed, it's so helter-skelter. You know, some teams are going to play more games than others. Some teams are not really going to play a non-conference schedule. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just hard to assess and evaluate, you know, the performance of a coach this year. That's not going to prevent people from being fired, I would imagine. But when you're just, you know, because I would love to be able to just sit down and just give a full throw to, like, all right, here's what Memphis needs to do. Here's how many games they can win. Here's what their record needs to look like. Dude, I can't do that because I have no idea how many games they're going to play. You know, it's like if they play 17 games, they play 19 games, they play 24 games. I have no clue. Nobody does. And so it is going to be a bumpy ride for sure.
They literally just changed the second game on Memphis' schedule to the winner of, and it had been the winner of West Virginia's game. Now it's Northern Iowa. We'd asked, who is it?
Yep.
Northern Iowa, WKU.
Okay, so one of those teams.
Yes.
That's who Memphis would play before.
For now.
Potentially.
Potentially you get West Virginia in the final.
Yeah, so.
So now you got to win two just to get to West Virginia.
I mean,
you like their chances.
Yeah,
I would suspect Northern Iowa was going to win this one, win the second game out of another top 100 team. But, now you got to win two just to get to the ranked opponent, and that's what you're going up there for.
Yeah, so.
Well.
Anyway, that's the state of Memphis basketball right now. Should be a season to remember, but also a season to forget. One of those things. It's like you'll never forget it, but you'd probably like to, because just you can't go to the games. You can't support only 2,500 or so, 3,000.
Penny said he thought they'd have a word on DeAndre before the season starts, but that time is drawing near.
Yes, indeed.
So hopefully they do by then. We'll see.
So anyway, that's the latest. We'll come back. Lots more to come. I believe you've been in the kitchen and you've cooked up some respect burgers. I can't wait to get mine today.
You know who ain't getting one? Yeah.
I can't.
Keep asking.
Will you ever give us one? Honestly.
I might get Derek Carr one, but I can't give your team one.
Okay. If we make the playoffs, do we get one?
I already predicted you to make the playoffs, so now that wouldn't be any kind of real achievement, would it?
These respect burgers are hard to come by, ladies and gentlemen.
Y'all might be on the outside looking in now. We'll see.
And Jason's going to hand them out on the other side. We'll come back. Jason, John, 99 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. The Smile Center, it's Dr. Maddie Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients. And needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. That means pre-screening, temperature checks, air purifiers with HEPA filters everywhere, and a limited number of people in the waiting room and clinical areas. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those of you who've lost your dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. If you have dental insurance, let me ask you this. Have you used all of your insurance benefits for 2020? If not, you should do that before the end of the year, and there's nobody better to do it with than the Smile Center. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Germantown Road, Suite 101. And the phone number is 901-309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
This Black Friday weekend, get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, where you're going to get great gifts with purchase like Amazon Echoes or Fire Sticks or even Apple AirPods. Huge sale going on at Robert Irwin Jewelers this Black Friday weekend. 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
So you're watching the game and you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee. You can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. So you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with the promo code JSmith so they know that we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code JSmith. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
I bought football tickets for my husband, and now I'm in a football bubble. All I see online are articles and ads about football. I hate feeling manipulated. I downloaded DuckDuckGo, and I saw a difference right away. Get privacy online with DuckDuckGo.
What are real people saying about Skechers ArchFit footwear? Joe from Hilton Head says, I need arch support, and these shoes have it. Joe, Skechers ArchFit don't just have arch support, they have podiatrist-certified arch support that was developed with over 20 years of data. Next, Pete from New York writes, great for walking. I stand a lot of work, and the ArchFit keeps me comfortable. My feet don't feel tired at the end of the day. Okay, Pete gets it. He's walking, working, just living in Skechers ArchFit. These shoes are great for virtually everybody. Find podiatrist-certified Skechers ArchFit at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Wouldn't it be great if everything came with more? Like if your new computer came with unlimited tech support. When you choose a Medicare plan from United Healthcare, you get more. Like plans that have dental and vision coverage, plus hearing coverage. Call United Healthcare at 1-800-364-1360 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. More plans based on a year-over-year comparison of United Healthcare plans.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
DraftKings is America's top-rated sportsbook app, and they're giving all players the opportunity to double your money if either Baltimore or Pittsburgh score a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes for you to double your money is one touchdown. All you have to do is opt into the promotion, place your bet, and then sit back and watch the ball enter the end zone. On top of that, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code WMFS when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. That's code WMFS during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
If you play, we're going to finish him. Play, we're going to kill him. All that tough talking in your rhymes, it's cool, but show me you with it. Too much cap, put a hole in your fitty. Went through hell trying to get out the city. Been a star, but I'm just starting to feel it. I'm sizzling straight off the skillet. Hot talk, I'm hearing rumors.
Like several NFL teams made points yesterday. Some statements, if you will. And every single Monday, Chef Jason. Is that what you would like to go by?
That's how I served it up at the country club.
Yeah, they didn't really, you weren't well regarded up there, were you?
Yes, I was, John. I'll have you know I worked on that back porch out by the golf course, cook you up a nice raw burger, if you like.
And
that's how most of them liked it out there.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
And this is what
very rare.
This is what
very rare.
Distinctly qualifies you to be the you know, the arbiter.
You work at a cookie place, right? That's your best food. Taco Bell, maybe?
Yep.
Yeah, nobody wants you cooking their burger.
Debo's.
You're a Taco Bell man.
I worked at Debo's.
Oh, so maybe you made a little burger or two.
They made me clean the Hot grease wing? Trap.
How long did you last there?
A couple months.
Brad, you ever been at a food place?
Never worked at a food place.
So I'm the only real burger man around here.
I mean, what, Taco Bell ain't real food now?
Real burger man. When's the last time they're serving up burgers?
Okay,
all right. They got them nacho fries, but the last time I checked, they didn't have any burgers, brother.
Yeah,
they hadn't gone to that route.
That's fair. I was a grease trap man at Debo's, though. I don't think I made it.
Yeah, didn't you quit when they told you you had to do that or something?
No, I don't remember why I quit.
Was that the Andy Ann's, I think he quit?
A Great American Cookie.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, Great American Cookie. It was where I had the infamous blow-up with the manager over skipping the
Memphis basketball
and Tennessee
game?
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
So James Wiseman look at him and say, that's a quitter right there.
Yeah.
Are we ready? I'm ready to serve.
I don't know
up
if you want him, Brad. He's got a history of quitting.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah.
I quit everywhere.
Yeah.
I go.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, this.
I'm excited to serve, if you can tell.
Yeah, I'm excited about your respect,
Brad. It's been a while since I walked out of the country.
A lot of people were asking what qualifies you to do this.
I used to be a Red Room. First off, I worked on the back porch out the country, worked on the big hot stove out there. You bake the burgers together. Then I became a Red Room waiter over there.
Yes.
Serve the burgers up.
That's an upgrade.
Not just did I make the burgers,
huge.
I would serve them up as well before I quit. You understand? They put too much pressure
on
me.
I don't think we realized when we brought you in here that how sort of qualified you were, how prestigious you
were. Overly qualified here.
And so you have some burgers that you want to hand out in the NFL this weekend. Be my guest.
First burger is going to a team you love to hate on, John, the Tennessee Titans. Did you see that? This weekend, obviously a huge win for the Titans, going up to Baltimore, getting a 30-24 win. And Derrick Henry there at the end, ended it the right way, super physical. Don't roll your eyes. You can't. Because I tell you what, they wouldn't be rolling if you guys had held on last night, would they?
I had a horrible weekend.
Big boy 29-yard run to finish off the Ravens in overtime. A Ravens team that blew a double-digit lead.
Damn. This
used to be what they do. They build a double-digit lead and then just run all over you. That is not what the Ravens are doing right now. And I would say, I told this to John as that game ended, Ravens no longer elite in my book. And I don't know how you could still have them over the Titans after you go up and do that to them on the road. Henry finished with 133 yards on 28 carries. And look, I know the Ravens defense was missing a couple of guys. I think Calais Campbell was out. That's certainly going to have some impact. But that was a physical Tennessee team that went in to a went and faced a Baltimore team whose head coach was barking before the game, right? Because he sees the Titans at midfield. They won't get off. He's barking. What do? You hand it to him a big old ish burger the other way around on these. That's what they handed Harbaugh. He had to eat it afterwards. And Vrabel goes to shake his hand. Harbaugh wouldn't even do it. Titans go in and I think do something none of us expected, or at least nobody in this room expected, go in and beat a Baltimore team that's, even without some guys on defense, still a physical ball club. And they do to Lamar Jackson what we've all questioned. Can he win it for you when he needs to with his arm? He comes out of that game with a 40.5 QBR, throws for 186 yards, a touch and an interception. Not good enough. The Titans exposed him. How about that Titan? Even with their struggles on defense, had one sack, and yet it came at a very opportune time in overtime. Titans get the win and set up another monster showdown with the Colts this weekend, both 7-3.
Yeah, this burger has side effects for me.
Oh, be careful now.
It gives me a
salmonella
headache.
In there or something?
Yeah, there's something wrong with it, and I'd like to send it back.
How about A.J. Brown?
He looked fantastic.
I mean, he breaks three.
Oh, are you giving him a burger?
Clark, Peters, Humphrey, that whole team's getting the burger.
Really good.
But A.J. Brown with, I think it was around 2 minutes left, 218, breaking those tackles and getting in the end. I mean, that said it all. Baltimore's supposed to be the physical, beat you in the mouth up team. Tennessee's done that now to him 2 years in a row. Been the more physical, beat you, hit you in the mouth team. You've got to hand it to a man. A.J. Brown is an absolute stud. Just get him the ball more and more. And Corey Davis even showed up for you yesterday, over 100 yards receiving. Titans showed up when they had to. Tannehill was good. He doubled up Lamar Jackson's QBR at 80.8. And all of a sudden, man, the Titans, who John loved to say last week, if you ended the playoffs, if you started the playoffs today, they're not in. Well, they're back in, and they got their they've got their destiny in their hands, John. They can handle the Colts next week.
This burger is crusty.
No, it's actually a well-deserved burger for the Titans. They'd go into Baltimore. Took the mask off
and
the Ravens.
The kicker looked good, John.
He made his field goals.
He was the other guy.
I'm proud of him.
3 of 3. How about that?
Yeah.
And the thing that had been his nemesis all year long, the 40-yarders.
Yeah.
He was 2 of 7 from 40 to 49.
hit 240-yarders. Now, I'm not all of a sudden saying Gotti's the best kicker in the league, because Lord knows you can't
do
that.
Well, you're clearly stuck with him.
But they needed him yesterday to hit those. They absolutely mattered, a game that went into overtime, and he did, 3-of-3. I guess we got to give Vrabel credit for sticking with his man, even though we all thought he was a fool for doing so. Each one of those was huge yesterday.
Yeah, so, okay, they get a burger, and I have a headache. Anybody else?
Sean Payton, man. Sean Payton, forget the New Orleans Saints.
You get a
just
burger?
Give it to Sean Payton, because it seems like no matter who he's got under center, he's going to get it done. He did it with Taysom Hill and made Taysom Hill, a guy who I'm saying, well, he's going to be Tim Tebow under center for an extended amount of time, made Taysom Hill look every bit like a solid week-to-week quarterback. He goes 18 of 23 for 233 yards, and how about this? Rushed 10 times. This is the part you expect.
Yep.
10 times for 51 yards and two TDs. The part you didn't expect was 18 of 23. And again, Sean Payton, a guy who obviously before that game is listening to people say, hey, what are you doing making this decision, pushing Taysom Hill up above Jameis Winston? What's he thinking? Jameis Winston even looked pretty solid coming in to replace Breeze a week earlier. He decides to go with Taysom Hill, athlete, but not quarterback. Hell, John, wasn't he a tight end for you this weekend? That's his designation.
Yes. Yeah.
He comes
for
out.
One more week.
The guy goes 18 of 23 in a 24-9 win. I think their defense at 8 sacks looked fantastic, too. But give Sean Payton just credit. Doesn't matter who he's got under center. The dude just finds a way to get it done. And that, you tell me, who's better in the NFC than that Saints team? If they're getting that many sacks, right, a defense dominating to go with, doesn't matter who your quarterback is, he's just going to make the right play.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, even if this guy had struggled, they still got Jameis behind him.
You would like to say the Bucs, but you can't.
Beat them twice.
You can't. You can't say the Bucs. And hell, they may lose tonight. Who knows? To the Rams. So, now, with these burgers, do they come with a toasted bun?
Yes. The ones that deserve it.
So, when you're making a burger at home.
You ever done that? You just put the burger, you put face down on the, and just
on the
get
top
them.
Rack.
You got to get them off pretty fast.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about at home on the grill. I'm talking about on a real stove.
But when you're at home making Respect Burgers for the Smith family.
Mm-hmm.
What is there a special ingredient that you put on them?
Just Lowry's seasoned salt.
Oh, yummy.
My wife likes to do all the special stuff, but I just make sure we got some Lowry's seasoned salt on there, and they're going to come out just
fine. And you
fine.
Cook them on the Big Green Egg.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I certainly do.
All right. So, yeah, no.
The other thing about Sean Payton, too, run the reason he deserves a Respect Burger is because his master trolling. After the game, after he does this, right, he makes Taysom Hill this magician work, making him look like a quarterback. He goes on and finds a Roddy White tweet before the game. Remember Roddy White, the former Atlanta receiver, who had said, you ain't about to whip us with some Taysom Hill before the game. He goes out and retweets it after the game. He saw that talk from Roddy. He goes back and trolls him afterwards. How about Sean Payton?
No,
who's a better coach in the NFL than Sean Payton?
I mean,
is it still Bill without Tom Brady? Doesn't feel like it because what Sean Payton has shown you, doesn't matter who his quarterback is. You know, if it's Bridgewater last year, I think at one point was 5-0. If it's Jameis Winston in Drew's stead last week, if it's Taysom Hill, doesn't matter who it is. If it's Sean Payton, he's going to win with him.
I mean, it would be Bill or Andy Reid, right? I mean, in terms of the coaches.
He's up there with the elite.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because I'll be honest, I was like Roddy White. Like, you really going to try to put Taysom Hill in here and try to convince us that you're going to start winning games? Mm-hmm. Every time he's in the game, I feel like he just runs it up the middle for 2 yards. Like, that's the Taysom Hill that I, like, in my mind, that's who I see. They're going to call a quarterback draw. He's going to gain 2 yards.
This dude was throwing it everywhere.
But last night, I mean, he was all over the field. You know,
threw the ball 23 times.
Yeah, I mean, he looked capable. And honestly, like, it says a lot about where Jameis is, you know, that they were willing to roll this guy out. And they paid him, so there's part of that. But it's not a great look for Jameis. I don't think Jameis is going to have a shot or an opportunity to take this one.
I don't know that there's a better team in the NFC. I think it's hands down. There's a good chance the Saints are representing the NFC in the Super Bowl if its defense can continue to play like this. That's the other side of it. Doesn't matter who your quarterback is. All right, next Respect Burger. 7-3 Colts.
Oh, yeah, they got the Titans next weekend, too.
We love to hate on the Colts because of Phillip Rivers. And it's when you go out there and beat Aaron Rodgers, and I tell you what, shut him down in the second half, held the Green Bay to 3 points in the second half in overtime. When you go out and shut him down the way you did, now some of those things out of Aaron Rodgers' hands, there were 4 turnovers, I think, by Green Bay. They had the one on the kickoff return. They had the one at the end where my guy, Valdez Scantling, who
just
what in the
can't
world
do
was
anything
that?
But catch a fly route, because if it's anything else, he's gonna bumble it. There's gonna be an oil spill, and there was an overtime. He fumbles the ball, gives the game to the Colts, but you got to give the Colts credit for making the adjustments. They were down 28-14 in a game it looked like Green Bay was gonna run off with. They're trying to prove they're the best team in the NFC. Went over the Colts.
Yep.
You know, that helps that case. I mean, it's them or, like we said, the Saints. And the Colts make all the adjustments in the second half, are the beneficiary of some turnovers, four of them again, and come out and get a win. That defense, again, in the second half was fantastic.
Yep. I mean, this is we got to get this segment, like, sponsored by Five Guys or something, man. There's an opportunity here for us to get some sponsors for your perspective.
And then Phillip Rivers goes 24 of 36 for 288 yards. Yes, throws the interception, but also throws the three touchdowns. And so we can sit here and make them the butt of jokes week after week, but he seems to be getting it done.
They're a fundamentally sound football team. They honestly remind me a little bit of the Raiders and the way they play. Now, their defense is a lot better. But just their principles and their tenets, like, they're not going to be necessarily flashy. They're not going to be super dynamic, but they're just going to find ways to get it done. And that's bad news for the Titans. Do you really give the Titans a chance next week? I don't.
Do I give them a chance? You have to give them a chance because of the way they play. Because of, again, if they've got a lead and you've got Derrick Henry. Now, I know yesterday they showed they could come back from a double-digit deficit. But if you've got a lead, again, with Derrick Henry, that's what you want, especially when it comes to the way their offense is based off the play action. The question is, can you be as efficient as you usually are offensively against that Colts defense? Which, again, yesterday, it's getting roughed up early on. They make the adjustments they need to and beat a fantastic offense, obviously, in that Aaron Rodgers-led Green Bay team. So do I give them a chance? Yes, I give them a chance. The problem is you've already lost the one at home. You're going to their place. They're going to be comfortable. And that D, quite frankly, is rolling. So you're going to have one of your best performances to come back, avenge the loss from last week.
Any more respect burgers? Because I'm still waiting on mine.
I got one more.
And it's going to go to the Raiders for playing real hard.
No, because we'd be remiss if we're not doing it. 10-0 Steelers need a respect burger.
Yeah.
And I realize you look at the opponent yesterday, it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. No letdowns for Pittsburgh yesterday in a 27-3 win. And that's important. Because everybody I saw yesterday, they saw that big line. I think it was 10.5 in some spots, maybe 9.5 in some spots. And they said, take the Jags on this one. Because remember, a couple of weeks ago, in a similar spot on the road against a dog team in Dallas. And Dallas, how about them yesterday getting the win over Minnesota? Remember, slow start, played poorly, had to fight back, come win that game at the end. Same thing going to happen against the Jags. It wasn't. They were fantastic. It's the first time in franchise history they've been 10-0. They continue this undefeated streak, the lone unbeaten team in the NFL. How could we be sitting here on a Monday and not give the only 10-0 team in the NFL, not give them a respect burger, John? You got to give the Steelers a respect burger.
I mean, they're legit, man. I mean, obviously they're legit, you know, at 10-0. But, I mean, we talked about potential Super Bowl matchups at the beginning of the year, and I think I had the Steelers circled as – Can they beat Mahomes in a playoff situation? We'll see. But they have the defense. They've got the weapons offensively, like Claypool and Johnson. And, you know, they have – they're
it's
not
like
just
Juju's
the steel
like
curtain.
Juju's like the third guy now.
Yeah, Juju, like, they're not just the steel curtain. I mean, they have guys who can absolutely beat you.
And now it feels like Roethlisberger's getting comfortable with them.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Kind of knowing where they're going to be.
And
Deontay's kind of turned into a little Antonio Brown, too.
He has, man. Mm-hmm. University of Toledo, stand up.
Is that where he's from?
Yeah, man, Toledo, stand up. Now, you haven't given – a respect burger to the Raiders yet.
Why would I give you a respect burger after loss?
We played hard. It was a close game. We had a lead.
I gave you a little tweet to keep your head up.
No,
and all
that,
that
was
stuff.
A condescending
and
tweet.
I'll say this. Derek Carr was fantastic and has been fantastic in two games against them this season.
Thank you.
He wasn't the reason you lost.
Thank you.
In the end, that defense just not good enough. Now, I didn't think it was an altogether poor effort by your defense.
Right.
Again, you're in the game.
Yep.
And how many teams can stop KC?
None.
Very few.
None.
I mean, hell, they got Le'Veon Bell coming off the bench. I mean, where do we use him? Tyreek Hill can get open at any moment, and Mahomes can get it to him at any moment. Not to mention, he's got Kelce roaming in the middle all the time. Who stops the Chiefs is my point. So to all the people that were saying, oh, another bad defensive performance by just about everybody that plays KC has one of those. It had you in the game. A lot of that had to do with how good Derek Carr was. I'll give you – that dude's back.
He is back.
He looks like the dude that got hurt in the playoffs. Amen. And really looked like he was leading y'all somewhere. And one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL
Does
is what we were saying at that point. I was close, but you lose, you get nothing. A single man on a losing squad does not get a respect burger, although he was fantastic, and he was close to having his own yesterday.
Y'all had burger.
What'd you leave? It was a little, what, how much time was left? 143 or something?
2 minutes, basically.
He didn't even need all of it.
Yeah. I was resigned to the outcome, Jason.
I think everybody in the country knew what Dr. Mahomes was about to do to y'all in that last drive. Thought Aaron Rodgers was going to do it, too, to Indianapolis. And like we said, old Valdez, he spilled the ball.
Does anybody get the Jason Smith Country Club Raw Burger?
Yeah, he gets that Raw Burger.
That's a good question. In terms of letdown losses, I mean.
There's one.
Eagles?
I could easily give it to Valdez Scantling.
Well, we're not going to single him out.
I'm curious who yours is.
My Raw Burger is the Miami Dolphins.
One. Yeah, that's
the quarterback.
Stop. What are they doing? They lost to the stinking Broncos, and then they benched Tua. You get two Raw Burgers.
Should they not have benched Tua?
Wait, why?
He was awful, dude. Did you see him in the game? It's the second game and three times he's thrown for less than 100 yards.
You made the switch. Don't go back. That don't make any damn sense.
Look, he was trying to give them some juice, and I get what you're saying. You've already made the switch. You've identified as your man, so give him some confidence and stick with him. Like, I get that whole argument. But they're also in the middle of a playoff hunt right now, and Tua was giving you absolutely nothing, and it can be just as much a learning lesson for him to get pulled in that instance. Would have been something, though, if Fitzpatrick comes back and wins that game, and yet he comes back and does what Fitzpatrick typically does. He throws an interception at the end to end it in dramatic fashion, by the way. So I'll give you this. It could be just as much a learning lesson as something that hurts him going forward. I highly doubt Tua is now going to look at that coaching staff and say, oh, man, now you guys are questioning me. You got it in for me. You know, again, this is probably going to be more learning lesson, more of a motivator, I would think, for him than anything else, some kind of detracting thing that's going to hurt him.
But you would agree that it's a horrible loss.
Dude, it was time to pull him. Yes, it's a horrible loss. That Denver team was awful. Your defense, Miami's defense, have been one of the best in the league. You let Drew Locke go up and down the field on you yesterday. But that happens to young teams, John, that think, okay, we've arrived. Mm-hmm. This one's in the bag. I was somebody that was counting it, by the way. Happens to young teams all the time. And you turn around, you get licked, you underestimate a squad.
Well, that's
what happened to Miami on the road yesterday.
And you know what? That's a loss that pretty much it doesn't guarantee they won't make the playoffs, but it makes their road a lot harder now.
Well, when you got Tennessee winning like they did yesterday, and again, that was a team that was out. That beats Baltimore yesterday. That it's you got everybody in the AFC chomping at your heels.
Yep. So you've got I see two more wins for sure, and I think they could end the year on a 4-game losing streak because they play the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Raiders, and the Bills to end the season. They could easily lose
if you're going to get that kind of quarterback play, doesn't matter how good your defense and special teams are. He was fantastic 2 weeks ago, but in two of his three starts, including the first one against the Rams where the defense and special teams went, he's thrown for less than 100.
Yep.
So, again, he's out there questioning himself, unfortunately for them, in the middle of a playoff race. And so, you know, if they don't get consistent play at quarterback by one of the two, then, yes, they will fall by the wayside. But, again, they were already ahead of schedule.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the respect burgers handed out for this week. We got Pittsburgh. They get a burger. The Titans, they get a burger. The Colts. Sean Payton.
Yeah, and guess who doesn't get one?
Who's that?
You or your Raiders.
We don't need a burger from you. We've never needed a burger from you.
You guys are still going to be a playoff team, though, so there's a chance to get that a little bit later on.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll come back. Barrett Jones is going to join us. We will talk to him about the college football weekend that was. He was on the call for Alabama and Kentucky. Lots to get to with him. He's up next. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Guys, you've been hearing us talk about FanDuel. It's time to get signed up. And why? Because you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. That's right, no strings attached. All you do, place any bet you want. If you win, you're going to keep the cash. And, of course, if you lose, you'll get that entire bet. That's up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. So you can take another shot on the house. Again, look for a high upside bet. Tonight you've got the Rams versus the Buccaneers. The Rams, a 4.5-point underdog. Could roll with the Rams if you like that. I think the issue is going to be how physical that Bucs defense is going to be. So, again, Bucs 4.5-point favorites. You can get that over on FanDuel. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays where you combine bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they're going to get you those winnings in as little as 24 hours. And the winnings can come like a spread the love bet like we got with Tennessee this week. How about that? Ended at 126.5, the line did, with the spread the love bet from FanDuel over the week. Everybody got paid. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with the promo code JSmith so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code JSmith. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Right now, Choate's is offering awesome specials on new tankless water heaters and select Carrier HVAC systems. If you are tired of running out of hot water in your tub or shower and wasting money on utilities, it may be time to go tankless. Call this week to receive 18 months no-interest financing plus a $200 credit for your old tank water heater. If your AC or furnace is on its last leg, turn to the expert with Carrier and Choate's and receive up to 72 months no interest financing or $1,650 back in cool cash rebates. And Choate's will give you a free tablet to watch your new Wi-Fi smart thermostat start saving you money. Better hurry, these specials won't last long, so call us at 901-347-8086. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
The NFL and college football seasons continue to move forward. College basketball starts this month. Holiday parties are on deck. So there's a lot going on. If you like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink every once in a while you're experiencing life. And if you like me, Gary Parrish, New Amsterdam Vodka will be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium, 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it is so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. That's because it is a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodka, understand New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're at a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
With the Radio.com app, you can always listen to this station anytime, anywhere. But there's so much more, like exclusive music channels to get more of what you're listening for, like Smokin' Oldies, Flashback Alt, Final Tap, Nashville Legends, and Reggae Nation, all streaming 24/7, 365, and all just a click away. Listen to what you want, when you want. Radio.com, on your desktop, or download the free app now.
Tonight, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
Now my watch is broken, too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
I stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Tonight, 8, 7 Central on CBS.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Bear Jones is a proud graduate of ECS at Alabama. 3-time national champion there at Alabama. Now, you can catch him on ESPN Radio. He was on the call this weekend for Alabama-Kentucky on 790. He joins us now. Baird, how you doing, man?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Everything is everything.
Not as well as Alabama. You guys are rolling.
Hey, I'm an impartial analyst now, okay?
I didn't there's mean no to say you guys.
There's no y'all. There's no we. It's all they, okay?
So what was it like to witness the guillotine dropping on Kentucky?
No satisfaction in that, Barrett?
You know, it was a really weird game. First of all, look, as a broadcaster, honestly, when you're calling a game, I don't care where you went to school, really, I was rooting for at least a decent game.
Absolutely.
Which I really didn't get. Because I wanted, you know, like the whole second half was essentially a talk show, you know, where we're just kind of talking about all different kinds of stuff because when it gets that out of hand, that nobody really cares a whole lot about what's actually happening with
plays. Right.
But, you know, it's funny because Alabama, man, I know they're a different team this year, but they still have a lot of the same tendencies that they have for really the last decade. They're kind of like a boa constrictor. You know, they just squeeze you and squeeze you and squeeze you. Really, the first quarter of the game, Kentucky actually outgained Alabama, and they looked pretty good. But they made a few huge mistakes down in the red area. They had three trips inside the 25, only came away with one field goal. Yep. They missed another field goal. They snapped a ball over the head. And, you know, then Alabama all of a sudden kind of smelled some blood. And you just can't try to kick field goals, much less miss field goals or snap the ball over people's heads. You can't make those kind of mistakes when you're playing against a team like Alabama. So, you know, they just don't make many mistakes. And the defense continues to improve and get better and better. And, look, this is a team that's playing really good football right now.
There was a time, you know, where before the season started, and maybe it was sort of a result of not everybody was playing to start the season, but, you know, it might have been, you know, Mark Stoops' year there at Kentucky, and they're sitting here and they're 3-5, and certainly has not gone the way people thought it might there at mm-hmm. Kentucky. How disappointing are they? Is this sort of one of those things you have to expect if you're Kentucky in the SEC in this kind of a year? Would it have been different if they're playing a non-conference schedule? What do you make of Kentucky?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I think really when you go back and look at their schedule, I mean, they have one kind of bad loss probably to Missouri where they sort of laid an egg. But other than that, I mean, I just think it's a new normal, at least for this year, as far as what our eyes tell us regarding, you know, schedules. Like we're used to seeing records and we see, you know, a number like that of 3-5 and we're like, oh, that team's terrible. When in reality, you know, there's some decent teams that have losing records in the SEC because there's no let up. I mean, you look at the schedule, it's such a grind. And obviously now Kentucky goes to Florida next week, right? So that's brutal too. Or maybe they're playing at home against Florida. They're playing Florida next week. I think a lot of teams are going to have weird-looking records that are not all bad teams this year. So that's certainly part of it. You know, the other part of it, I think, is just more of a philosophical point that it's just you can't win big in this day and age of college football if you don't have an explosive player at the quarterback position. And Terry Wilson's a good player, and he's done a lot of good things for Kentucky in his career. But it's just, unfortunately, and as an O-lineman, I hate saying that because I was a part of some teams that, you know, just kind of ground you into the dirt and ran the football a bunch and weren't that explosive, didn't take many chances, played great defense. Those days are over, at least for now. Mm-hmm. You can't win big that way. You might can win a few games, but you can't win championships. I mean, you look back at the past few years, I mean, every team that makes the college ball playoff is seemingly, you know, top five, top ten in offense. I mean, you just got to score a bunch of points. And to do that, because of the rules, you have to have an explosive player at quarterback, and they haven't had that there. And you know, you look at teams all around the SEC, there's a lot of teams that are suffering from that same thing. I mean, it's not rocket science. I mean, Tennessee, another example, like they've got some pretty good players in that team. They're getting better and better roster-wise. They just they don't have an explosive player at quarterback. Georgia, I mean, Georgia has as good of a roster as anyone in the entire country, but hasn't had a quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they found one. Who knows? I mean, I'm not ready to say that all those problems are solved just because of one game against Mississippi State. But it's not just a Kentucky problem. It's a problem that a lot of teams are having, that the value of an explosive player at the quarterback position is as high as it's ever been. So if you want to win games, go out and find you one.
First college football playoff ranking will come out this week. You mentioned, obviously, Alabama, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Clemson feels like the four. What are the chances? What are the chances that's the four? That it doesn't change, Barrett, that it stays those four?
I think there's a decent chance of that. I think in order for that to happen, you know, Clemson would have to upset Notre Dame, you know, and then, or I don't know, upset.
Is it?
Upset.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's probably not an upset, you know, just because if Trevor Lawrence is back, I think they'll probably be favored in that game.
Yeah.
So, look, I think that will have to happen. But let's just say that does happen. I think there's definitely a good chance that, obviously, that's assuming none of those other teams stumble. You know, I think if Florida still controls their own destiny, if they beat Alabama in the SEC championship, I think they would be in. Which there's so many nightmare scenarios this year, I think, for the committee that are just really sneaky. First of all, let me just break everyone's hearts and tell you right now, I don't think there will ever be, and that's this year included, a non-Power 5 team in the college football playoff. And I understand that, you know, Memphis has had some shots at some time. That just the way it's set up with five conferences and four spots, it's never going to happen. Under the current format, there will never, in my opinion, And I know there's a lot of talk about Cincinnati right now and BYU. I don't think it'll happen.
When
all the chips settle, I don't think that just the current format with all the money, it's not going to happen. So in my mind, we can go ahead and write that off, that scenario. But there's still some really interesting scenarios. I'll just name a few. Okay, Oregon. Like, what if Oregon goes 7-0 or 6-0 or whatever they end up, however many games they end up playing out there, and it's either them, you know, or a one-loss team like Notre Dame or
right.
or Clemson or let's just say Alabama loses or, you know, Florida, A&M, insert whoever you want there. That's going to be a hard decision. Okay, let's just say that several weird things happen, and then you have, you know, Notre Dame, like, let's say Notre Dame loses to Clemson and Alabama, you know, loses to Florida. Then you have Alabama and Notre Dame there head-to-head, you know, neither conference champions, who goes in there. You know, then you have the Florida A&M thing, and the big thing in that whole situation is that Florida, I think most people would probably think they're better than A&M right now, but A&M beat Florida, right? Mm-hmm. They have one of the best wins in the country. So it's a tangled web right now, and the simplest metric is let's just say, like you mentioned, let's just say that Clemson does beat Notre Dame in the ACC championship. Yeah, then I think that's probably your favorite to have those four teams that are in right now, and Alabama wins out, they beat Florida. That's probably chalk right now. That's probably the easiest solution. But if it doesn't go just like that, there are a lot of problems, I think, and a lot of upset fans waiting in the wings to be mad, which, frankly, I kind of root for that because I think it makes it more fun when you have people upset. It makes people watch more. So I'm all for chaos.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Barrett Jones, a three-time national champ here on the show, was on the call for Alabama and Kentucky over the weekend. Barrett, I'm sure by now you've seen Dabo's comments. The game between Florida State and Clemson was not played, and Dabo said that he felt like it was not canceled because of COVID, that it was used as an excuse to just cancel the game. And I guess the implication there is that Florida State was scared. Is that dangerous? I mean, it feels like Dabo has said some pretty absurd things this year. What do you make of that?
Well, I thought it was unwise. As you mentioned, I wouldn't have said it. Even if you think it, you just don't say it. And I know Dabo is in a spot where, you know, he can essentially say whatever he wants to say within some reason, you know, and probably and avoid too much criticism. But I look, I don't know all the situation. I don't think anyone probably other than the people really close to it know all the situation. But I don't really care. I mean, I don't think it really matters exactly what the details are. I just thought it was uncalled for, and look, maybe they didn't want to play the game, and there's maybe that was part of their motivation. But at the end of the day, this is just not the year to say those kind of things, and you have to, you know, choose safety even and sometimes when you don't want to. So, you know, whether or not you agree with it or not, whether or not you agree with whether Florida State should have played the game or whether or not you think they were scared, which, hey, maybe they were, but I just don't think you say that. So, I thought it was unwise, and I don't think you should have said it just because I like Dabo a lot, but, you know, at the end of the day, he's a leader of men, and I think that was not the best look for him, in my opinion.
Yeah, Hugh Freeze and Liberty lost to NC State over the weekend, but if you're somebody like South Carolina, Barrett, do you look in? Do you think seriously about hiring a guy like Hugh Freeze? Do you bring him in?
Oh, look, there's nothing America loves more than a redemption story. I mean, come on. Like, we've forgiven so many people. Like, I think absolutely. I think Hugh Freeze is not, especially the more he wins, is not off limits to anyone anymore. You know, we'll obviously see how everything plays out and where he ends up. But go back to point A that I mentioned. Offense right now is king. Everyone wants offense.
Right.
And here's a guy who's proven it. He's beaten Alabama twice, you know, really towards kind of in their peak. And so I can't imagine that he's not have a job. And look, I don't know if you saw the game day feature, but I mean, he all but basically said he was going to take a job. I mean, he said, you know, he has the itch to get back.
Itch.
So,
yep.
Yeah, I think absolutely. I would be shocked if he's not coaching at a high caliber Power Five school. The only issue to me is going to be how many schools actually
fire
the coach, because you know, there's going to be a lot of free passes this year given out to coaches maybe that you know are lame ducks, to steal a congressional term.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.